Hello, this is Riley.
Hi, Riley. It's Laura with Local Splash.
Hey, Laura. How's it going?
It's going well. How's it going with you?
Oh, pretty good.
I sense some hesitation there.
Yeah, just still in the thick of it with the crazy payment processor garbage.
Have they not done it yet?
They processed some.
Okay.
Like a couple grand.
Okay.
But, yeah, not all of it.
Mm.
So, yeah. So
okay.
I might, let me check on a few things. Because I want to get this going so that we can get it going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it takes some time, remember?
Right, exactly. So I'm not trying to take my time here. I don't want to procrastinate.
And I look to see right now, too, at the price that I quoted you. I was going to see if I could work with you a little bit more, but I actually already gave you the lowest price that we have and removed that setup fee, so... yeah, the $249 is where we got you, the best price.
Okay. Well, let's just do it. You know, I'll figure it out on my end, but I want to
okay.
just get things going, so.
Okay. So let me make sure I have your company info correct and your info correct. I'll set up the time for the account management team to call you as well, so we can just start everything for you. Let me see. You need us to do you a website as well, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I got that one down then. And then, Riley, for the spelling of your name, I have R-I-L-E-Y. Do I have that correct?
No.
Okay, let's fix that.
Okay. So it's R-Y-L-I-E.
R-Y-L-I-E?
I-E. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And then what is your last name?
Hicks. H-I-C-K-S.
H-I-C-K-S. Okay. And then your email address?
Let's do scrubspotlessboise@gmail.com.
Okay. Let me make sure I got that correct. You said scrub spotless. And then what was next?
Boise, but it's scrubbed. B-B-E-D. So,
S-C-R-U-B-B-E-D. Okay. Thank you for clearing that up. Oh, just like the company name.
Yeah.
I messed that up. Okay, so scrub, spotless, and what was after?
Boise@gmail.com.
Boise, can you spell that for me, please?
B-O-I-S-E.
Okay. All right, and let me see here. So you are in your mountain time, right? So right now the time that you have is 11:10 a.m. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this number that we're talking on, is this going to be the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and then for company name, I have it down as Scrubbed Spotless. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Now, this address that I have is the address where Google is going to mail you out that verification PIN, so it does need to be a physical address, no P.O. boxes. The address that I have is 12254 in Shady Lane, Middleton, Idaho, 83644.
Let's use a different one.
Okay. What address do you want to pick?
Let me grab my office address. I don't know it off the top of my head.
Okay, no worries. Okay.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
It's 3848 West Silver River Lane, Meridian.
Okay, and then the zip code that I have is 83646, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And for authorized users on the account, is there going to be anybody else but yourself?
There is. How do I, like, could I add them later?
Yes. Yeah, so what's going to happen is you're going to get, so I'm going to set up a time as well for you to meet with the account management team. It's going to be over the phone. They're going to go over everything in detail. I'm going to leave them notes that you're going to add somebody later. So even if you need to add them after the fact, you can always do that. It's not an issue on our end. Let me actually schedule that right now. What does your availability look like on Monday and Tuesday? It is an hour window that they call you in. The call can be anywhere between 45 minutes to an hour, depending on your questions.
Okay, let me pull up my calendar real quick.
Okay.
My sales guy is out trying to fill it.
Okay. No problem.
How early could we go?
So, since you are an hour ahead of us, we come in at 8 a.m. your time.
8 a.m.? Okay, so what if we did like a 8:30, that would probably work.
It works from, on the actual clock. So it would be either from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. or from 9 to 10 a.m. basically.
Okay, let's do 8 to 9 then.
Okay, I'll do 8 to 9 for Monday. I'm going to send you a Google invite for it when we're off right now through email. And then let me see here. So we're going to add authorized users later. This is going to be the best phone number to reach you at. Now, the account management team is going to go more into detail on the actual keywords, on which ones are being most searched in your area. So right now I'm just going to get basic services that you offer so they can have an idea of what to look for. So what type of services do you offer?
Window cleaning, pressure washing, / house washing, and roof washing. Recently that's been a thing.
Okay.
Gutter cleaning, custom Christmas lights, and I think that, hard water removal. I don't know if I want to advertise for that, though.
The good thing is that it's just going to be a keyword, so it's in the background. It's not necessarily going to be advertised. Okay, let me make sure I got everything correct for you. I got window cleaning, pressure washing, roof washing, gutter cleaning, custom Christmas lights, hard water remover, glass house washing. Am I missing anything?
Not glass house washing, just like house washing in general, because sometimes it's pressure washing, sometimes people look up soft washing.
Okay, so house washing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I got that down. If you need to add anything as well, we can always do that on Monday. The account management team will go over that with you. Are you licensed and insured?
Yeah.
Okay, and then a Facebook account. Do you have a business page?
Yeah.
Okay. Just have the URL ready for it on Monday. If you have issues with the URL, they'll help you get that as well so we can help with the Facebook ads. We are building you a website. Now, you have an option. Everything I'm going to go over right now is included, so it's not any extra charge. Our websites are secure, so you do have the option of adding payment integration so your clients can pay for your services on your website. Would you like to add that feature?
I don't think so, just because we do it all through my CRM.
Okay. And then do you have a domain for your website, or do we need to get one for you?
That's a good question, because I did, but I'm not sure if I paid to keep it up, because I took my website down, because it wasn't great.
Okay, that's fine. So, I'm going to put it in the notes and just figure out if you do have the domain, and then on Monday, if you still need help with that, we can help you with it to figure out if you have it or not, and if you need it, we'll get you one. That's not a problem. Now, there's another feature called a call tracking app. So this is a phone number that we will provide you with where your clients will call that number, but the calls go directly to your phone. It tracks all of your phone calls. It records all of your phone calls. It also reduces the amount of spam calls that go in because it starts off by saying, oh, thank you for calling Scrub Spotless. For new clients, press 1. For existing clients, press 2. So that is also a feature that we can add to your service, again, at no extra cost. Do you want the call tracking app?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm going to also add the app so you can track everything. That's, you know, it's an app. Everybody uses apps nowadays. Now, for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes.
Okay. So cities, we'll do Boise, Meridian, Cuna, Star, Middleton, Nampa, Eagle, and Caldwell.
Okay, now I'm going to make sure I have the spelling correct on each one of these. Boise, I have that down because you already told me that one for the Boise one. For Meridian, is it Meridian?
Yeah.
And then the next one, I know I got it wrong. I spelled it Q-U-I-N-A.
No, it's K-U-N-A.
K-U-N-A.
So,
okay,
Cuna.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. I was thinking of like a quinoa, you know, so I wasn't
sure.
Yeah. Okay, and then the next one I got, Dar. What is the spelling for Dar?
Star, S-T-A-R.
Oh, perfect. Star. And then Middleton is just like middle and then T-O-N, correct?
Yes.
And then the next one, did you say it was Nampa?
Nampa, N-A-M-P-A.
N-A-M-P-A, perfect. And then Eagle, like the animal. And then Caldwell, like the last name, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L.
Yep.
Okay. Now, are we adding any other cities?
Garden City.
Garden City? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if you need to add any more as well, you know, we can always do that at a future date. It's not a problem.
Okay.
And hours of operation?
We'll do 8 to 6. We'll put it as that.
8 to 6, is that going to be daily?
Every day except Saturday, we'll do 9 to 1 on Saturday, and nothing Sunday.
Okay, so 8 to 6, Monday through Friday, and then you said on Saturday it's going to be 9 to 1?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on one second, I have a call coming through. Okay, 9 to 1... All right. And the card that you're going to use, is it going to be under your name or the business name?
The business name.
Okay. And the billing on it, is it going to be the 12254 Shady Lane?
No, it's my old office. So it's 3800.
Give me one second. Let me get to this.
Okay.
Okay, I am ready for the address.
Okay, 3800.
Mm-hmm.
West Perugia, P-E-R-U-G-I-A, Street.
Hold on one second. Let me get that street name one more time. Can you spell it one more time?
Perugia, P-E-R-U-G-I-A.
Okay. All right, and that's also in Meridian, Idaho, 83642.
Yep.
All right, perfect. So let me fix that down. I'm also going to do a voice verification before I charge your card. And all of that will be recorded as well. So just give me one second. And then everything will be sent out to you in writing as well while we are on the phone. So.
Cool.
Okay. All right, and is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
I think it's a Visa.
Okay. And I am ready whenever you are.
Okay. 4712.
Okay.
1617. 3312. Oh, sorry. 3316. Not 12.
33. That's okay. It. 16. Okay.
7812.
And the expiration?
426.
426. And the security code?
259.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask, every time our company calls you, we're going to ask you a security question. This is for you to verify that we are the company that's calling you, not some random other company trying to take money from you. So you can pick from three. There is mother's maiden name, city you were born in, and your first pet's name.
Let's do mother's maiden name.
Okay, and what is her maiden name?
Tinker.
Tinker?
Yeah.
Okay, with a T as in Tom?
Yep, Tinker, like Tinker Bell without the bell.
Oh, perfect, okay. All right. Now, I'm going to be going into the voice verification. So just give me 1 second. Let me set everything up. I removed the setup fee, so I want to make sure I have that down as well. Okay.
I'm still intrigued by the business model. So you make commission, I assume. Is it a recurring commission on clients?
No. It's not recurring, no.
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 Bummer.
No. I know, right? But I used to actually do life insurance and it was reoccurring as well, but it's always tricky when it's reoccurring because, you know, people, yeah, it gets tricky. I remember when I would used to have to look at my numbers when I was doing reoccurring commission and I did it for a year and a half and I didn't even fully understand it.
Yeah.
It was really confusing.
It makes sense. Then, it's a lot of relationship management at that point.
Yeah, and it also comes to mind, like, okay, how do you know this is all accurate, you know? Because you're trusting this company. But anyways, okay, I'm going to do the voice verification for you, so I'm going to start it off here. So before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification recording. This is because it is being a discounted pre-agreement for you, and it's an added form of protection that we're going to also send you in writing with your invoice. So I'm going to walk you through this. If you have any questions, any concerns, anything for me to clear up, please stop me and just let me know to do that, okay?
Okay.
All right, so welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Grub Spotless.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Riley Hicks, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is exactly why we provided you that security question as well. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? It's the 877 number. If I haven't texted to you yet, I'm going to text it to you. But do you agree to be responsive?
Yeah.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the date of the 11th. for the amount of $249. This is going to be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent any charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, let me, you're going to be receiving text messages and emails shortly. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time. We're almost done as well. And I text you over my direct line. Well, actually, it's not direct line. Sorry, our office number and my direct extension. So you can reach me there.
Cool.
Okay. And then let me see if the everything we went over is in writing. Let's see if it's sent yet. Doesn't look like it. Oh, let me see here. Okay, I think it sent it over now. So what I'm going to do is text you over the link, which is the terms and conditions, but we just went over as well. So if you can just open that up.
All right, give me just a couple seconds.
No worries. And basically what the terms and conditions are is letting you know of everything that we went over. We're going to do that Google business profile for you, get you on that first page placement, do the directory submissions for you, the Facebook ads for you as well. And then when you scroll down at the bottom, it breaks down the cost, what you're going to be getting charged, also seasonal hold, which means that if you get too busy and you need to put a pause, just call us and we can pause your service. You don't get charged for it. For cancellations, you know, cancel any time, just 3 days before your next billing due. The only thing I need you to do is click on that I certify box, type in your name at the bottom exactly the way that it looks with the capital letters, and then just confirm the signature.
All right.
Perfect. So it should have taken you into a place where you put your username, password. That's not set up yet. We're going to do that within the next 5 to 7 days. You have my contact info. I have you down for a call on Monday between 8 to 9 o'clock. As long as I'm busy, I will be the one that's introducing you to the account management team. If not, they'll still call you directly. If you need to cancel, reschedule, or anything, just, you know, email me back, text me back, whichever one's easier. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I don't think so.
Perfect. Well, we're going to get this started for you today, and I'm excited for you. Any questions,
yeah,
feel free to reach out. We'll be here to help you, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Laura.
All right, thanks. You have a good rest of your day.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.